Thank you all for such hard work and such good work. This has been an extraordinarily quiet session. It's also been unusually chaotic in some ways around the form, which I think in the end has been good for us to really appreciate form and understand it for what it is a little better. So we've had a week of community in which we started out in a lot of not knowing about each other and a lot of doubt about ourselves. And as we made our way through the week, or as the week made its way through us, we became more and more a part of each other, often in spite of ourselves. It isn't a social occasion, and we pretty much kept it not a social occasion, but something more profound than that, in which we breathe and swallow and sniff all together, and eat and sit and sleep. And now it's time to go after lunch. And as always, I want to encourage you all to go slow, knowing that you probably won't. Once we engage with the rest of the world, we become the rest of the world. It's very difficult to create our own space as things are spinning around us, but I would encourage you to try to do that. At least find one place in your life that's quiet, to which you can find refuge. We can't come to Jikoji every single day and do this, but what we've been doing goes with us wherever we go. Find some way to put it into your life or keep it in your life. Don't let it completely cloud over. And don't despair if it completely clouds over. It's never away. From birthday to death day, this is our life. So I would encourage you to, as you allowed yourself to be sat as well as did your sitting, allow yourself to be lived as you live. And appreciate the life that is pouring through you. And allow yourself to be loved. This is the hardest thing. Dogen said, first we take the other in, and then we allow the other to take us in. This is our charge and our joy. And our very, very difficult task. I was very moved by Greg's talk last night, or yesterday afternoon. And I've read a great deal of the book, The Secret Book. That turns out not to be very secret at all. But a very, very interesting one, full of many truths. And it reminded me of what I had brought to share with you at the end of Sesshin, to all of you, which is something that Chogyam Trungpa said. It's a prayer. Invoking the mother lineage, we pay homage to the mother lineage. Your robe is soaked in water. Your hair is elegant and airy. Your perfume is exquisite. From a grain of barley dropped on the ground by seeming accident, great prosperity has sprung. Your milk feeds the nation. We like the crescent moon on your hair. We emulate your openness and bounty. You speak softly, but your command carries weight. Please do not stop loving us. We bathe within a grove of bamboo. Please help us to become gentle and tough.